on today's Technobabble, the language of transitions.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with video and graphic design for the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. So we're doing live video production, and one of the mistakes that I see over and over and over again is people in the church that are typically volunteers, so you don't typically do this for a living, make the mistake of being attracted to the wrong transitions. So let me just get this out of the way and say, this is based on what in art is called a referent. So the way that most people learn to do art isn't by just developing this radical avant-garde style and always doing it that way. Some do, but the vast majority of people learn from masters. And by the way, the people that develop the cool avant-garde style normally have first learned from the masters and then deviated from that in some striking way. So, when it comes to transitions, a lot of people think that the art is in the transition itself, not when you transition, not the choice of the two shots, but the transition itself. Let me submit to you that choosing the wrong transition, however cool you think it is, will distract from the video. Technology at its best enables things to happen. It enables people to see what they couldn't normally see. It enables them to hear what they couldn't normally hear or learn what might be more difficult for them to learn. So, with that in mind, what should you do? I think that you should do what you're going to say are either boring or jarring transitions. And let me explain this. So, if you were to watch a concert on television, not a late night concert where they primarily direct a talk show, and occasionally they have a musical artist in. I'm talking about an actual concert where that's what the people do for a living. If you were to watch one of those, just pick one, turn down the sound so you don't get distracted by the music, and I want you to count the transitions. So when you get done, you might be surprised to learn that you have missed a lot of the transitions. Why? Because unless you're specifically looking for transitions, our brains cannot process well-created transitions. We just don't have anything in our experience that is like instantaneously moving 30% farther away from someone or moving 30 degrees instantaneously. So our brain can't even process that information, so it just ignores it. Further, there's something called the gorilla and basketball psychological test. This is a famous psychological test that was done several years ago, and it's a test where they created this video of people passing a basketball. Then halfway through the video, they had someone in a gorilla costume walk in between people passing the basketball. So it's a basketball, three people in a triangle passing it amongst themselves. The gorilla walks in between, shakes around, is very obvious, and then walks out. At the instructions were, count how many times someone passes the basketball. So when the participants counted the number of times people were passing the basketball, most of the time they didn't notice the gorilla. The gorilla was obvious. If you watch the video with the knowledge there's a gorilla there and not with the knowledge that you're only supposed to count the number of basketball passes, you can't miss it. But about half of the time, when people were counting the number of basketball passes, they didn't notice the gorilla at all. It was not a subtle thing. It was an obvious thing, but they didn't miss it. But they missed it because our brains fixate on certain things. So if, as you're doing live video production in your church, the pastor is engaging, someone in a gorilla suit could literally walk through and a lot of people wouldn't notice. That's just the way that it is. So a cut transition, which as you're concentrating on it might feel very jarring, is actually very subtle and totally invisible to most people. So the vast majority of transitions that you should do are cuts. Not cross dissolves, not 3D cube spins, not wipes, cuts. The second most common transition that you should use is a cross dissolve. You might hear them referred to as fades. A cross dissolve fades between two things. It dissolves one out and brings the other one in. Cross dissolve. So a cross dissolve classically was used to show a change of time or location. So you would watch a movie, for example, and you would see a someone standing in one point, and then they would fade away and fade in another point, indicating that time had passed. So that's normally what you would use that for. Now, sometimes when I'm directing, if the shot is particularly different, like we're going from people leading worship to an out-of-focus, bokeh, kind of abstract background, I'll do a cross dissolve. But I try and do one or two of those per song, not every single transition. That's because, despite what you might think, a cross dissolve happens slowly enough that your brain does notice it. This past Sunday at my church, I was not volunteering on this particular week, and I knew almost immediately that we had a new director directing. How did I know that? Well, instead of doing a lot of cuts and a few cross dissolves, or about half cross dissolves, but using the T-bar, I could tell he was doing a quick cross dissolve using the auto trans button, because it was always about the same speed and it was a cross dissolve, so I could notice that. That's the difference between someone who, you know, their style, you know that it's based on years of experience, and someone that, you know, is fairly new. Now, he'd done this at his previous church, so he was familiar with the workings of the video switcher. But he made his decisions, I think, based on what he thought people would not notice, as opposed to the experience of knowing from years and years what people won't notice. So that is an example of why too many cross dissolves are a bad thing. You see, there's a cost to them. They take longer. So if your camera people don't stay on a shot, they might break away a little too soon and you might get distraction. It takes a certain amount of time as opposed to instantaneous. So things can change and force your shots to change. And this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. The third most common transition is a fade to black. or fade up from black. That usually happens at the beginning and end of either an element or the beginning and end of the entire production. So those are few and far between. So the most common, 99% I'd say, are cuts. Next most common, say 0.8%, cross dissolves. The remaining 0.2%, fade up from black, fade down to black, and that's it. So try not to use other transitions unless you have a very, very, very good reason. Hey, this looks cool. Not a good reason. Or, I just like this. Not a good reason. What does that transition mean? I was recently in a discussion online and someone said, so do you have a standard transition that you use for all your ProPresenter, or do you let the volunteer decide? And I wrote in and I said, well, transitions mean things, so I wouldn't want people to just choose willy-nilly. I would want them to choose for a reason. And most of the transitions that you can do, you shouldn't do. You should be more conservative when it comes to transitions than you think you should be. So I hope that that helps you, and I hope that that helps you decide the transitions you should use when you're doing a live video production. If you like this content, head over to my website, trinitydigitalmedia.com, where you can find a lot more. You can sign up for my free email newsletter, where I'll send you a ton of free stuff. And you can pick up some of the training resources I've made with you in mind over in my store. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.